Hi, I'm Mrs. Melanin.
Why'd you stall like that? Come on.
Because I don't remember who I am.
Okay.
Want me to start over?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 24 of How Married Are You? Can you hear my... Okay, it's Chocolate Baby story time.
And
do you have a story?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was putting the night to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, like, you know, she gets real itchy at night and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And so she was crying. She was not feeling it tonight. And so I said, okay, where's your baby? And so I, like, wrapped up her baby. You know, I did the whole routine, wrapped up her baby, kissed the baby, gave her a baby, and she still was on the crying. I said, you gotta scratch your baby. Scratch your baby like I scratch you, like I scratch. So she started scratching the baby,
you know,
and I kind of snuck out. And then I left my headphones in there. So I had to go back in the room to grab the headphones, and I just checked on her, and she's like licking the baby.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, what? It was so weird.
She was licking the baby?
Yeah, she was like licking the head. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
That's really weird. Okay.
What about you?
So my chocolate baby story time is from a couple of weeks ago when we were at Disney World, and the first morning we were there,
we can have a whole series of chocolate baby story times from just Disney World. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the first morning we were there, Anaya, poor thing, she like just vomited. It was the worst vomit I have ever seen in my whole life of three kids parenting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I hadn't seen anything like that before. It was very intimidating. But like during all of what was going on, Uriah's immediate, like his first reaction was, we should pray for her. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Uriah for the win.
Yeah. It's like, in those moments of parenting, when your kids say things like that or they do acts of kindness or whatever,
yeah,
it just makes you feel like you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And Uriah just made me so proud. And so we prayed for her. And yeah, she ended up feeling better. But
yeah,
it was awesome. Beautiful.
That's awesome. So do you want to go into words of affirmation?
Yes, let's go into words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation is when our supporters, our followers, people who love the podcast tell us how great we're doing. And it seems like it's a vanity thing, but it's really not. It's just an opportunity for you to give words of affirmation and let people smell the roses while they're still alive, you know? So we appreciate these, and it kind of gives us the push to move on and move forward. And so this is this week's words of affirmation. Ready?
Hello, Belief and Yvette. This is Chyla from Zambia. And I'd just like to say thank you for your podcast. They're really helpful, really encouraging. My girlfriend and I listen to them separately. And they're really helpful.
Freak, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beach, y'all, and you don't stop. A freak, freak, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beach, y'all, and you don't stop. A freak.
They help
freak.
Us look forward to getting married, and even in our relationship now, we discuss over a few things that you bring up in the podcast. And so thank you very much from me and my girlfriend. You're really a blessing to us.
Thank you so much, Chyla, for that. Words of affirmation all the way from Zambia. My brother-in-law actually goes to Zambia and does missions work there. So that's dope that we're actually reaching people all the way in Zambia, you know. So thank you so much for sending those words of affirmation. It's encouraging to know that people are listening to the podcast who aren't married yet. And speaking of people who aren't married yet, our topic today.
Oh, look at you.
Segueing.
Look at you. That was clever, babe. Our topic today is engagement and planning a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of like uncharted territory. When I hear people talking about relationship stuff, they talk about marriage or they talk about pursuing someone. But that engagement period can get a little tight. it could get a little confining there. And I just want to let people know that you ain't by yourself. You ain't alone. You know, it was definitely a lot going on during our engagement. But we got a mess. What? You don't remember?
I'm trying. Like, I'm like,
Well, I got receipts, you know.
You always do.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and read this comment that we got. And was it the How Married Are You Instagram page?
Yes.
Okay.
So it says, hey, so my fiance and I just got engaged and we are wanting to get married this year. Do you guys have an episode on How Married Are You that gives advice on wedding planning, the do's and don'ts, what your guys' priorities were when planning, what your favorite moments were and your least favorite moments were?
Mm. Yeah. First of all, if you want to talk to us or, you know, ask us anything, the best way to do that is either through the Anchor app. You can always send us a voice memo, and but the way I like mostly is
DMs.
DMs on the IG, yeah. How Married Are You Instagram page. So follow us there if you haven't yet. And yes, we do have some things to talk about here. But before we do that, I want to shout out all our Patreon supporters and our Anchor supporters. This mug, right? This sticker. And this poster are available to some of our Patreon supporters in the certain tiers. So go to our Patreon page and check it out. If you haven't joined our Patreon site, or if you haven't checked it out, it's actually pretty awesome. You get a lot of cool perks, including these things, depending on what tier you're at. But yeah, let's go ahead and hop into that topic. So what are some of the do's and don'ts when planning a wedding?
Do go to premarital counseling.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, I don't assume everyone listening is a believer. So I don't know if you're plugged into a church community or not, but I know premarital counseling is one of those things that churches offer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Do they offer those types of services for people who...
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's a worldwide thing. It's not just a church thing, you know? Like, you should have someone... like helping you become married.
Mm-hmm.
And premarital counseling isn't for people. Well,
I'm not necessarily talking about premarital counseling. I'm talking about like the classes we were taking, mm-hmm. because we took classes with other engaged couples. And then we had a mentor couple that helped with the premarital counseling portion of it.
Yeah.
So I'm talking more so about the classes.
I'm not sure, but I'm sure there are. Mm-hmm. I would say so. It just makes sense. And if it's not, then we need to offer it because cha-ching. So listen, so premarital counseling was really big for us. We talked about a lot of things that we probably wouldn't have ever talked about. We got into like one of our biggest arguments before we got married, which was what church we were going to go to. That was a huge argument for us. And it's one of those things where you just kind of get to put it all out on the table. And it really forces you to dive in and look back at your own issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, believe it or not, like helps you reaffirm that you want to marry the person that you're engaged to, which was interesting to me because I'm like, oh, shoot, like we might step out of this and being like, this ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool. It was a really awesome experience. We had a really great mentor couple during premarital. And so it was awesome. I think that's something that is really slept on and is vital.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I brought it up.
Yeah. Any takeaways? What was the biggest class, like the most important class that you think we took there?
Sticky counters.
The sticky, why are the counters sticky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was about arguing or mm-hmm. something.
How to argue so your spouse will listen. No. I don't know if they called it that. I know that was one of the books that they suggested we read, but it was basically about like arguments and just kind of choosing your battles wisely.
Yeah.
And some things don't matter. Just wipe the countertop off.
Yeah. Type stuff. Yeah. It's really cool. Okay. I would say one of the don'ts for premarital. I'll say the do. So when you're engaged, I think it's really important to pick your battles well. I always wanted to get married too. You know what I'm saying? And when we got engaged, I was like, well, I'm going to be a part of the wedding planning for sure. You know what I'm saying? And so Yvette and your mom would have suggestions and things. And I'd be like, yo, like, why isn't it like this? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'd be trying to pick my battles, like just fight the system.
For example,
your mom. Here you go.
I got receipts too, bro.
Okay. So listen. So what happened was I didn't know that on marriage invitations, mm-hmm. it's the wife's name first. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, why is her name going first on the mm-hmm. marriage invitation? And they were like, no, that's how it goes. And I was like, well, I want my name first. And Yvette really didn't argue.
I didn't know it was how it went. But and mom, I didn't care.
But mom was like hurt.
Because my mom designed the wedding invitation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so...
And it was more so that she was more like, I'm not going to do this and then send them out wrong type thing.
Yeah. So like, she was like, well, look, if it's not going to be this way, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? And it just was kind of like, it was hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hard. I think that lesson for me was just kind of like, my dad sat me down and was like, yo, like after he was like, listen, like, you're going to marry her and she's going to be your wife. But right now, you guys aren't married yet. So, like, just go with the flow and just get through the wedding. You know what I mean? Like, he told me that. And I was like, nah. Like, but he was so right, mm-hmm. you know, when he said that. He was spot on when he said that. And so, pick your battles well. Everything doesn't have to be to your liking. Remember, this is a party for other people. This is another lesson I learned.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is another lesson I learned. When I was DJing a lot, I would meet a lot of like Christian couples who wanted Christian music at their wedding, right? You want to switch chairs?
I can't do these anymore. I'm so sorry.
You can't quit in the middle of a podcast.
It's just like I'm completely uncomfortable. I'm going to try to push through.
Yvette doesn't like the chairs, guys. So... They're uncomfortable. They are uncomfortable, but...
Yeah, it's not just I don't like them.
So support us on Patreon so we can get new chairs. Good God.
Hashtag shameless plug.
Yo. All right. Or on Anchor. You can support us on Anchor. Okay. So, yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
This is a party for other people at your wedding. Now, what happens is, like, Christians are like, yo, I don't want any of this unsanctified music at my wedding. No, beyond, I've had people like go down a whole list. They were like, yo, no Beyonce, no Jay-Z, no Rihanna, no Michael Jackson, no Prince, like only sanctified worship music. And I'm like, yo, I can't DJ this. Like, I cannot do, this is a party for other people for their enjoyment. You know, they're, you know what I mean? Like, you could listen to whatever you want. Oh, you disagree with me.
I don't know that I disagree. Keep going. I'll closer. Go ahead and I will.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, it's really hard to, like, you know, put together a wedding and it only be worship music there and you're assuming everyone there is a Christian or you're just forcing them to listen to.
I'm so sorry. I
can't. You know, Tamela Mann, you know what I mean? As they, you know, dance, you know what I mean? I guess, you know what I'm saying? If it's that type of party, then cool. But I'm just saying, like, some battles, like, aren't really worth it, you know? I would really consider the guest at your wedding. All right, go get another chair. You want to use the white chair? Goodness.
Does it go down?
We're going to take a commercial break. Hey, guys, Belief here from Belief in Fatherhood. I know you want to get back to the podcast, but real quick, I want to interrupt you to bring a message from our sponsor, which is me, okay? Listen, I have been nominated for a Shorty Award. A Shorty Award is when they recognize people who are doing great things on the internet. And so they saw Belief in Fatherhood as one of the top, like, parenting and family channels or sites or pages on the internet. And so I don't know why they chose me, but they did. But I'd love to win one of these awards because it helps with recognition and relationships. And I think it would be cool for the podcast, Chocolate Babies, Frank, and of course, Belief in Fatherhood itself. So if you support this podcast, please cast your vote. The link is always going to be in the description or in the show notes of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for your support. But real quick, every time I accomplish something big. I get inspired to make music. And so as we go back into the podcast, I want to leave you with this joint that I wrote, and it's kind of nostalgic too. So listen to this as we go back into the podcast.
My name is Belief, and I would love your vote. Okay, hi everybody, greetings and salutations. How you doing, what's going on? You all look so amazing, shouts to King and Commoners. I'm on that tribe called Quest, this is a war tour. I never claim to be the best, but no mistaking. Shawty. I'm only here because of nomination. Shawty. It's a celebration, no, I don't mean to promote, but I really would love if I could have your vote. So please, if you're feeling a beat, then hit the link in my description. Shawty. They said, Shorty can spit and Shorty can rap and Shorty can shoot and Shorty won't lack and Shorty can be really quiet when his babies take a nap. But all he wants, of course, Shorty, is your vote for that Shorty Award. Shorty. Sing it with me.
Shorty, swing my way. Sure look good to me. Now would you please swing my way? Shorty, swing my way.
Hold up. I used to think I had a lot of haters.
Can you just push me in? Wait, did you start recording already? Yeah. Okay.
Please don't move that much, okay?
I know it's a squeaky chair.
All right, listen. Two, it shrinks. It sinks. So eventually you might just... you might just be under the table.
Lower and lower.
Okay, so what were we saying? I was just saying, consider your guest. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, don't make it so much about, you know, really just enjoy. Like, I would say host your people well. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Consider the DJ. The DJ has a very important job. They have to make people dance on the spot. You know what I mean? So make your make the DJ's job easy. I would say consider, you know, the photographer, the videographer, like, consider who you're getting. Like, this is something I would say don't break the bank on, but definitely do your due diligence and researching and finding good people, because this is stuff that you're going to have for the rest of your life. I wish we, no diss to who did our stuff, but I wish we would have paid more money for our videographer. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No disrespect to the dude who did our video. He did it for super cheap and it was a blessing, you know? Mm-hmm. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, dang, we could really be using all that, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. to teach and all that stuff.
Can we go back about the wedding is for other people?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Do you believe that wholeheartedly, like as a 100% statement?
I believe that the wedding is essentially a party for people to celebrate your union.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So if you were to do it all over again, would you not have a wedding?
No, I would, of course.
Because you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it for sure.
Okay. Because I don't necessarily think the wedding is for other people. I think it's for us. It's an opportunity for everyone we love, all of our friends and family, mm-hmm. to be in the same room at one time. When they, like, think about the last time we had all of those people in the same room.
Never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, it's just an awesome opportunity to get everybody there to celebrate, like, your life beginning.
Okay, and so, out of convenience, right, if it's my wedding,
mm-hmm.
I would want, shrimp as one of my main dishes. I love shrimp.
Okay.
And I would want crab, but dad's allergic to shellfish.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you consider as well.
Yeah. So you consider.
Okay. So you're just saying take into consideration those things.
I'm saying.
But your initial statement I felt like was weddings are for everyone else.
Yeah. Because like when it comes to music, I think yes. I think music is like, yo. Like, consider the fact that you're having a large demographic of Spanish people there and don't, like, only play, like, hip-hop music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. don't get a DJ that doesn't know what you're... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying consider the people.
Mm-hmm.
But it is mostly about you, 100%. Mm-hmm. But the party and everything, like, consider the people who are coming.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about music and food, basically.
I'm talking about music and food.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about decorations. I'm not talking about, you know, all that. Here's another one, a big one. You have something to say?
I feel like you're kind of all over the place, but go ahead.
You have an order? I don't see no outline.
Shut up. Gosh.
Podcast problems.
Babe. Okay, go ahead. Do you, boo.
How about who to invite to the wedding?
Okay, so that is one thing that I did want to talk about. So if I could do it all over again, because here's the thing, like for our wedding, we ended up spending less than $5,000. And that is only because we had so many people who gifted us their talents and resources, who charged us dirt cheap for stuff. It was just, and the sad thing is all the thank you cards I found a couple of years ago and never mailed them out.
She never mailed out. Not one.
But they know we're thankful. Anyway, there are so many people that just stepped up to the plate and were like, hey, we want to bless you with this, or we don't want to charge you an arm and a leg for this, so whatever. And so we were able to keep our wedding budget really low. It was under $5,000. What was I saying? What was I saying all this
time? Who to invite?
Okay, so a lot of people don't necessarily have it like that, where people are just gifting them stuff.
Yeah.
And so you end up paying like a venue $50 per plate or whatever the cost is. I don't know what the cost is because we didn't do it that way. But that ends up being the case. And so if you're inviting people there out of obligation or just because it's politically correct, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because I just feel like I think for me, sorry if people are listening to this, but like I grew up in a small Baptist church. And so there were people on the guest list that were kind of like, you know, they're invited because
they've known me since I was,
me since I was in my mother's womb, or they've watched me grow up. I don't know. And that's the other thing. I just didn't feel like some of those people necessarily knew me the way that they thought they did, or that was assumed. But there were some people that were just invited because of they were mom and dad's friends or whatever. And so I don't have any major regrets about who we invited. But I would say if you are one of those people who has to pay per plate, definitely be mindful of who you're inviting. Like, are these people who you are desirous of being in your life for the rest of your life? Are these people who are going to be sowing into your marriage, into your family?
Mm-hmm.
Are these people that you admire? Like, do you look up to them in the way that they are married and how they're raising their family? Just kind of be mindful of that. And do you have anything to say on that?
Yeah, I would say, pick your battles.
God, is that going to be your theme?
I think so, because you could say like, oh, cause your mom is going to be like, yo, my girlfriend from work is going to need to come because we hang out. Da, 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 da. And can't your cousin sing during the thing and over here?
Yeah.
And don't we get the, and sometimes,
but your cousin don't have to sing.
Your cousin don't gotta sing. Mm-hmm. You know, your cousin don't gotta sing. Such and such don't have to give a toast. Like, it is your day.
However, we did run into this whole thing where I want so-and-so to walk me down the aisle.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things, is like, they're going to be walking down the aisle anyway. Who cares? Just let them walk down the aisle.
Yeah, like, you just like, I don't want that to happen. Like, yeah. But at the same time, like, who cares? Just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, all right, go on. Go ahead. Move on.
Okay. So the next thing I was going to talk about is your bridal party. Your bridal party? Your bridal party. Just choose them wisely.
Oh, gosh. I like how you finessed out of that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about everybody who was in my bridal party. And most everybody that was in my bridal party is still in my life. And I still love them dearly. And even if they aren't necessarily still in my life, I still love them. Yeah. But just make sure you're not choosing people. Like, I know some people who had people in their bridal party who they no longer are in relationship with at all. And it actually was kind of a non-amicable departure of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know. We both had eight people.
I think I had seven and you had eight.
I had eight people.
Mm-hmm.
I had 8 men standing next to me. It was insane. That's a lot of
people. That's a lot of people.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily have to have that many.
Yeah.
But some of you guys might have really good friends that are that many people.
The squad's lit, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think all the dudes that was in there besides one person I'm, like, in heavy community with still to this day. So, anyway, can I say something?
I guess. When you say it like that, I'm nervous.
No. See? You got trust issues. You still don't trust me after all these
years. Oh, my gosh.
Episode 9, y'all.
You don't know what episode it was.
Don't quote me on that. But if you go back, keep scrolling, you might find something about trust. We're still dealing with it. So how about this?
Okay.
What would you rather spend more money on? The wedding or the honeymoon?
Our honeymoon was free. It was gifted to us.
Okay. But what was more important?
The honeymoon was bomb.
The honeymoon was bomb. But would you wish that we had more time to spend during the honeymoon?
Okay, so this is the thing too. Okay, can we rewind? I know I'm switching it up a little bit. But Glenn did bring up DJ, photographer, and videographer. If you are going to spend money on anything for your wedding, the first thing you need to spend money on is the videographer and the photographer.
And then figure out where it's going to be.
Like, seriously, if we could go, do you agree? Like, you will forever have those photos and you will forever have that video. But, like, those are the two things that I would spend money on if I were to spend money on them.
Yeah.
And I also want to say this. I do not believe in spending tens of thousands of dollars on a wedding. I also do not believe in going into debt for a wedding. Ooh. You do not want to start your wedding off on debt. I remember when we were getting married, I was standing in line at Navy Federal, and they literally had an advertisement for a loan for a wedding. And I was like, wow. It was actually tempting at the time because I wasn't as...
Did you tell me about it? And I was like, nah.
I didn't tell you. I don't think I told you about it. I wasn't as money smart as I am now. And I'm still not all the way there. But...
We get out of debt. Hey.
Yeah. Don't start your marriage with debt. I mean, like, of course, we started our marriage with student loans. But, you know, like, you don't want to have the
unknowingly
ceremony. Shut up. It's over. It's all paid off. Move on. Celebrate. All right. What am I saying? Yeah. Don't get a loan. Don't charge the credit cards. Just work with a budget. Like, have a budget. And if you can't afford it, if he proposes tomorrow and you want to get married in 6 months, but you aren't going to have the money in 6 months, wait a year.
Okay. Can we talk about the honeymoon?
Wait, I'm not all done.
Right, go. Because I have something else to say after that, but go.
Okay. So, if you have tens of thousands of dollars to spend on a wedding, Lord bless your soul, don't do it. Spend it on a down payment for a new home or something. Like, don't do it. Or put a lot of that money toward the honeymoon.
It's one day.
It is one day. And when I look back on my one day, it was beautiful. I would love to relive it again with the same guy.
Except some cultures have 2 days. Or to have like 3 days.
Yeah.
That's pretty fly.
Yeah.
Then ball out. Why not?
What?
Yeah, like if it's going to be a 3-day event.
If you got money like that.
It's a conference.
Okay.
That's a conference.
Mm-hmm. Charging tickets? Charging wedding tickets?
No. So listen.
Wouldn't that be something?
No. Honeymoon, I'm trying to.
I moved on to the honeymoon. Okay. I said down payment on a home or honeymoon.
Yeah. So I think the honeymoon was really important. Here's why.
Why? At this point, I'm just trying to irritate you.
Yeah.
It's working. You're letting it.
Okay.
You're not picking your battles. Just spit it out.
Shut up. You sound like Christian. You sound like Christian.
Shout out to KC.
So listen. Yeah, I think that the honeymoon was really important because it gave us time to just be and sit and get to know each other. And that moment, like getting to know your wife, and you're getting to know your husband, getting to know your spouse, like that is super important.
And it's a shock.
Yeah.
Because I remember at one point I was like, you're here every day when I wake up. Yeah. What are you doing here?
I'm going nowhere. And so I think that was an important time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go another all over the place. Okay. Did you have something to say on the honeymoon?
I was just going to say, like, on your honeymoon, have fun. Like, do things, explore, adventure.
Like,
spend money
things
on beach photo shoots. We did that.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about asking the dad or the mom for like their blessing before you propose? That was really big for
that
me.
That was really sweet.
Your dad told me no.
He didn't say no. He said wait.
He said wait.
He didn't say no though.
Her dad told me to wait 5 years for him to get his money right. I was like, look, I don't really need your money. Like, I'm trying to marry. He's like, I just want you to wait. And I was like, 5 years? I was like, that's not going to happen. So I asked, so this is what happened. This is a really cool story. This is a really cool story. Okay. Where are we at? We're probably at like the 25 minute mark. You think we got enough time?
I don't know. Go ahead.
So I'll tell this story. I'll try to make it real quick. So I wanted to ask her dad for his blessing to marry her. I really didn't want to ask because I was like, man, dang it. What if he say no? So I was like super nervous. Okay. So I know he has a bus route. So I go to one of the bus stops and I'm just kind of sitting there like thinking, okay, I don't know what bus he rides or what route he rides, but my dad used to ride the bus. He'd drive the bus too. So I knew some of the routes and I just was like, here's like a center, like a transit center. And so I stopped at the transit center and I was like, yo, I wonder if he's like gonna pass through here. So I park my car, I walk over to the buses and her dad is sitting in the bus by himself reading the newspaper or something. And so I'm like, what? So I walk up to the bus, I knock on the door and he say, hey, what's up, buddy? And I walked onto the bus and I sat down. And he was like, I'm just about to take off. You going to ride? He's like, what's wrong with your car or something? And I was like, nah, I just want to come in here and talk to you. Just talk to you. He was like, okay, all right, well, cool. And so we started riding around and he was going pretty far. So I knew I was coming all the way back. Uber didn't exist.
No, it didn't.
And cab fare was probably going to be $150 to get back to the crib. So I asked him, I was like, hey, you know, I wanted to talk to you about, and mind you, it's passengers on the bus. And I'm like, you know, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, I want to marry your daughter. You know, I wanted to ask for your blessing. And he was like, just kept driving. And he was like, and then, actually he laughed. He's like, smiled, like chuckled. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, buddy. And then he was quiet. And he was like, man, he's like, I really want you to wait. I want you to wait about 5 years so that you can have the wedding that you really want. And for me, what he was saying was that I want to give my daughter the wedding that she deserves. And I want to have the funds and I don't want you to have to worry about it. But 5 years, a long time for a man in heat. I wasn't finna wait. So I was like, look, dad, I didn't call him dad. Now I was like, you know, Mr. G, I don't intend waiting that long. He was like, you know what you need to do is ask my wife. And then, I asked, and then so we met up like that next Sunday or Saturday or something, and we met at Macaroni Grill somewhere. And so we were sitting down, and then Yvette's mom looks at me and she goes, so what are we meeting for? And I looked at her dad and I was like, you ain't tell her what we was meeting for like that. He was like, nah, I wanted you to go ahead and tell her just like you told me.
They don't do that.
And I was like, what is wrong? I was like, all right. And I already had to work up the nerve to ask him.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have to do it again. So yeah. I was like, you know, I'm here and I wanted to ask, you know, basically for your blessing because I want to marry your daughter. I know I love her. I want to marry her. I asked God for all these things. I gave him a list, the famous list of everything that I wanted in a woman, and I said your wife checks every box on this list, and my friends have held me accountable to this list, and I committed this to God, and this is and she was like, man, she's like, the way my daughter looks at you, the way she lights up when she sees you, and you know the way you treat her, she was like, of course, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, do you have a ring? And I was like, it's on layaway. And she was like, it's on layaway? And I was like, yeah, it's on layaway. And she goes, okay, well, do you need us to cover the meal? And I was like, only if my car declines. And so my car declined. The meal was like $50 or something.
Your car declined?
No, it didn't. I'm sorry. My car didn't decline. And so Yeah, and that was basically that.
That's so funny.
That's a cool way to end.
Yeah.
If you guys want us to go a little deeper into this subject, please send us a voice memo through the How Married Are You podcast. Mm-hmm. And we'll answer some questions that you guys have specifically about engagement periods. I can't talk tonight.
I know. Neither of us can.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So, babe, how married are you?
Babe, I'm so married that if you lost your wedding band, I would give it you a new one.
You would give
I would
me
buy
a
you a new one.
So you want to explain
and
the
I wouldn't
situation?
Even spend just, some people are like, they spend $9 on theirs. Y'all, I've been missing my wedding band for like 3 weeks plus. Before we left for Disney World, I could not find it. at this point, I'm convinced that Glenn took it for sizing because he's buying me a new one. Because I usually, like, if I can't find my...
That's so not true. She keeps asking me, babe, do you have it? Or you just tell me. And I'm like, nah, I don't have it.
But Glenn's a good, like, cover-upper.
Yeah, I do not have a ring.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what happened. Usually if it goes, like, out of sight for a while, it just shows up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did put it here or something. But I cannot find it. So if Glenn doesn't have it, then I'm convinced Anaya grabbed it off of my nightstand or something and put it somewhere because she has a history of doing that.
Yeah, she puts things into the unknown.
Yeah.
And they belong there. She puts them there like, this is where this needs to go. And now
you find it and you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why didn't we think of that?
I hate that, man.
But yeah, I'm so married that I would buy you a new one, babe. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing his right now and... It can't fit my ring finger. I wish it could.
We'll get you a new ring, babe. But can I just, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on it.
It's not going to be cheap. It's not
going to
be
cheap. It's not going to be cheap.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the one I got wasn't cheap.
Yeah. I held on to it for over 8 years, fool.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Lord, I'm just saying.
There's a diamond somewhere, guys. If you find it, it's yours.
No. I think it's going to show up. I still have hope. Because I really do not want to lose that ring. Like, I eventually would like to...
I love that ring.
...get a new ring, but...
I love that ring.
I
want to put a bigger diamond in that bad boy. I like it.
Yeah. That would actually be nice.
I'll find it. Because I don't know where it is.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I really think Glenn has a trick up his sleeve.
This is going to be the longest trick you ever experienced. We're going to be 45, and I'm like, hey, look what I found.
Babe.
Yes.
How married are you?
Okay. I'm so married that I've saved something for this very moment.
Mm.
We've been married 8 years.
Mm.
And this video is from our engagement. You have never seen this. You have never seen this video. Okay? I'm going to show you a video right now. It's embarrassing. So look.
Is it of me?
No, babe. Okay. So there's a story about me breaking my teeth. Okay?
Oh.
Now... This is not the video of me breaking my teeth or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and I'll tell that story another time. It's terrible. This is the day before I broke my teeth.
Okay.
Okay. So when I gave blood and then I went straight to the men's warehouse, I didn't eat dinner, and I got my suit and my shirt and my tie. It was ready from, you know, for our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is 2 months before our wedding or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like super, like, so I throw it on. I'm like feeling myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I put it on and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, yo, I look so good in this. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to coordinate a dance for Yvette on our wedding day. And I feel myself like practicing this dance in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to see it right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You know what? We didn't get to say it in the thing. I wanted to talk about my wedding gown, but okay. Go ahead.
We'll go deep into that later. All right. Are you ready?
I don't know if I'm ready.
Throw the headphones on, babe. This is so embarrassing.
Are you going to show this to the world?
I'm going to show some of it to the world.
What is that? Sensodyne?
I don't know. That's not mine. What is that? What is Sensodyne?
I gotta see.
What is Sensodyne?
My love must be a kind.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
It's a long video.
Huh?
It's a long video.
What song is this? Oh. Oh, wow. Babe, this is like my quality of dance.
Babe.
Look at you, look at your lips.
Babe, can we stop now?
No.
Then let's stop.
Okay, but I want to see the rest.
Okay, you can watch it on your own.
Okay. No, with you. That is hilarious. Why didn't you ever do the dance? Were you going to do it at the wedding?
The next day, yeah.
Oh, the next day you broke your
teeth? The next day I broke my teeth and I was scared of everything.
You used that Sensodyne. That's just good how one. Married you
That's
are.
That's a good one, right?
Yes, babe. That's hilarious.
All right, fine.
And that's just how married we are.